Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, IG them, and let them know that we are live and on the air. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we are in it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. First of all, I have a couple of announcements. Glory to God. I want you to make sure that you tune in on Tuesday night to WOW Radio. Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse come on every Tuesday night, a WOW Radio. It's an awesome show. You don't want to miss it. Go ahead and write it down right now. I'm going to give you the times, amen, on Tuesday that they come on, so you won't miss the show. It's an awesome, awesome show. I mean, man, they go to town. They walk the dog up and down the alley. Glory to God. And it comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So I want to make sure that you get those times, amen, correctly so you can tune in. And also, if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, glory to God. We thank God it's in the house. Amen. Anything that you may need, you can inbox Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse on Facebook, and they will get right back with you. Whatever the need may be, if you just need somebody to help you to get, amen, that relationship that you don't have with the Lord thy God, you know, just go ahead and inbox them, and they'll get right back with you. I'm positive of that. Glory to God. You know, you say, well, I can't find nobody. I need somebody to mentor me, to help me to get to that new level that God is calling me to. Inbox them. Guaranteed they'll help you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you move on down just a little bit further, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. And she comes on every Saturday at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can also inbox her on her page on Facebook also. You know, God is moving, so don't miss the move of God. You know, sometimes you don't get this. You know, you can go to churches and stuff. You may not get this personal touch, but you got a personal touch over here, glory to God, with people who don't mind praying for people, people who don't mind, glory to God, giving you counseling, people who do not mind to help you to get where God wants you to go, glory to God, hallelujah. So you can go ahead and inbox her also on her Facebook page. Elder does an awesome job. My God, my God. She will pray the house down. Her show is awesome. Everything just so awesome. It's perfected, and it is perfect. Glory to God. So if you move on down, we'll call the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, and my show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. I'm the first Hour of Power on Sunday, and the next Hour of Power will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. We both do an hour live show. So I want you to come on in where you fit in, glory to God, and see what God wants to do in your life. You know, we're living in the last days. You know, I hear everybody talking about, you know, politics and everything. But you know what? You're leaving one thing out. God is still in charge. He still sits high, and he looks low. He sees what's going on. Glory to God. The thing about it is what we're to do is we're to occupy here till he comes. So we are to pray. So when you see things not going in the right direction, what are we supposed to do? Pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Man ought always pray and not faith. So we need to consistently pray. Forget about praying for the car. Forget about praying for Johnny. Forget about praying, you know, for Sammy. Forget about all that, glory to God, and just begin to pray for other things. Yeah, God will bring whoever he wants you to have in your life, glory to God. It's okay to ask him, but don't let that be the only reason that you're praying all the time. It's for someone, glory to God. But you need to pray as you see things are happening, glory to God, to stop these things from penetrating the earth, glory to God. whenever they start talking about him, glory to God, then guess what we need to start doing? Praying. When we know we become conscious of what's going on, then we need to start praying, glory to God, hallelujah. And then you know what? And we open the door, amen, and we want you to come on in and partner with us. And in partnering, you will receive many perks. We're only asking for $25 or more to partner. So come on and join us and be blessed. And watch God, amen, move in your life in a miraculous way. I know you hear, well, you know, they're always asking for money, but you know what? Glory to God. You know, you have to pay for this radio show. You have to pay for certain things, amen, to stay live. So we encourage you to come on in and partner. We call ourselves the Wild Team. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Over here, glory to God. Hallelujah. We let God move as he wants to move. We move in the flow of the spirit realm. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on in and get in where you fit in. You can inbox Prophetess Yvonne Rouse, and she have a Yvonne Rouse page on Facebook. You can inbox her there, or you can inbox Pastor Joseph Rouse. Amen. If you want to become partner with us, and they will lead you through and walk you through the steps and tell you whatever you need to know, amen, to get to that level. And if you missed any of our announcements, glory to God, hallelujah, just go on our pages, amen, any of the Wild Team pages, glory to God, and you can inbox any of us, and we'll get you to them, glory to God, hallelujah. We will not let you miss it. We don't want nobody missing nothing in this season, because whatever God's doing in this season, you don't want him to do it without you. Glory to God. That's the type of God that we serve. Amen. Hallelujah. And each one of the lines hold up to 50 people. So if you desire prayer, you can go ahead, you can click on the one, and we will bring you in for prayer. We don't ask your name. We just ask where you're calling from and what's your prayer request. That's all we ask. So if you desire prayer at the beginning of the show, you can click on the one, and we will be glad to bring you in for prayer. Glory to God. We ain't going to let you miss it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to go ahead now and open us up in prayer, and we're going to go ahead and get into the message for today. If you desire prayer, amen. Glory to God. While I'm opening us up in prayer, you can press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. I'm going to be coming from Mark chapter 4 on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can go ahead and turn pages, amen, and get there, amen, while I open us up in prayer. No one has pressed the 1 yet, so glory to God. We're going to open on up, and we're going to get on down the road with Jesus. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for this day that you have made, Lord. We're rejoicing and being glad that we're in it, oh, Father. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, because you sit high and you look low, Lord, and you know everything, oh, God. Father God, we know that we can cast every care upon you because you care, Lord God. You care about any of our hairs as they fall off. Lord, you know, Lord God, which ones fail, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know that you know everything, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, my God, for the personal touch, Lord, that you give us each and every day, oh, God, that you wake us up early in the morning, oh, God, not the alarm clock, but you, Lord God, as you let the blood run warm through our veins, oh, God. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Father God, we give you the glory, Lord God. We know that if it had not been for you on our side, Lord, what would we have done, God? We may not have gotten up this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, with the blood running warm through our veins, oh, God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're Alpha Omega. You're the beginning and you're the end, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know nothing catches you by surprise. Everything that happens, Lord God, we know that you already know before it happens, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord, for those that need a healing in their body. Father God, you heal them wherever they hurt, oh, God. Heal the sickness and the disease that's trying to wreck their bodies with pain, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know you to be a healer, Lord, of every toothache, oh, God. Someone has a toothache, Lord, we ask you to heal it right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that they are healed, healthy, and whole in you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are aching, Lord God, right now, Lord God, that have headaches, we ask you, Lord God, to heal the headaches right now, in the name of Jesus. No more stress. No more pressure, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, they're casting their care upon you, for you're the one that can heal them everywhere they hurt, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We know you to be a Savior. We know you, Lord God, to be the healer. We know you, Lord, to be the miracle-working God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now, Lord, for all the children who have went astray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Turn them around and bring them back into the fold right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, give the parents, Lord God, oh my God, give the parents a heart to want to teach them your will and your ways, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, we serve an awesome God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, we were talking, you know, things start at home. You know, if you have younger kids and you still got a hold on them, glory to God, you can start right where you are. Train them up in the Lord, glory to God. All they depart, he said, they won't stray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They're going to come back. So know that what you put in them, glory to God, is still there. Hallelujah. I can give you testimony after testimony about that. Because I got a phone call, glory to God, and I said, well, you know what? This person was saying, you know, certain things about the Bible. And I know they went to school, amen, they went to Christian school. And I took them, amen, when it was time for us to go and be in the presence of the Lord at church, you know, assembly ourselves together at church, I would take them, amen, with me to church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you know now that word is coming back. Hey, hallelujah. That's a prime example. That word will come back, glory to God. It's your job to put it there, God, glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to put it there in order for it to be there, glory to God. My God, glory to God. So many times, all the time it starts at home. You have to raise them up, glory to God. You have to raise them up in the Lord. If you don't raise them up in the Lord, then ain't no word in them. Because, amen, when they go in the streets, they ain't getting the right word. But once you put it there, amen, and it's in them, glory to God, then they'll begin to come back slowly but surely. Glory to God. Some of them are slowly but surely, glory to God. And they will tell you, went on to tell me, said, Mama, you know what? I knew that word wasn't right. Okay, all right, I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. Said, I knew I was going to call you, and you were going to tell me, you know, what was what? Glory to God. Hallelujah. What was the word? Amen. Was it right or was it wrong? So you see, that's what you got to do. Raise them up in the Lord. Glory to God. Stop thinking about so much of what you want to do. It's plenty of time, amen, for you to do what you want to do. Glory to God. If Jesus was to call you home, know that you left your children here in good shape. You put the word in them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You prayed with them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because that word that you got in them is going to stand the test of time. Glory to God. And that's where we are now in these days, in these last days. And I see now why the Lord said in these last and evil days, the love of many going to wax cold. Hallelujah. People will now come against you. Amen. For no unearthly reason. They don't like you just because they look at you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I see it, hallelujah. But you can make a change. You can make a difference, glory to God. Just don't you be the one, hallelujah, the love is waxing cold. You got to love thy neighbor, glory to God. You got to love those, amen, who despitefully use you. That ain't my message, but we don't work. Let's roll with it, hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the time. Those are the times that we're living in. You can see it. Hallelujah. Remember, he said, you won't know, amen, the season except by the bud of the tree. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you see it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, it's December now. We're going on and getting ready to go into another year in just a couple of weeks. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're at, amen, glory to God, 75, almost 80 degrees. Hallelujah. In December. Hallelujah. So come on now, come on. It's time to turn it over to Jesus and make everything all right. Glory to God, hallelujah. My God, let's go on with the message. Glory to God, hallelujah. You ought to be there by now, amen. The word of God ought to be exciting you, hallelujah, because it excites me, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Go ahead, we're going to get ready for chapter 4. And I'm going to title this message, Let the Word Fall on Good Ground. Do the word, when you go to church, do your word fall on good ground? Or is there some rocks or some thorns there or some thistles, or do you have some weeds growing up in there? Amen, glory to God, that you don't want nobody to touch and nobody to know. Hey, but understand, hey, Jesus said, I don't know where. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah. I don't know why people think that God don't see them when they're doing things that they shouldn't do. I don't understand that. I had a problem with that. I'm like, okay, even if I don't see you, glory to God, hallelujah, I don't have a heaven on hell to put you in, glory to God, but he still sees you, hallelujah, whatever you do. If you're doing right or you're doing wrong, glory to God, hallelujah. If you're looking at something you shouldn't be, hallelujah, or you're looking at something that you should look at, glory to God, he sees it every time, hallelujah, glory to God. My God, let's go ahead and get in my message right here. Amen. I'm going to start at verse 1, chapter 4 of Mark. Glory to God. And he began again to teach. We're talking about Jesus here. The seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea. And the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed some there by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it. Glory to God. Don't you know when he was speaking in parables, he was talking about the word. You know, many people can hear the word of God. You know, you can go to church Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. You know what? The pastor preached a good word. Man, I mean, I was shouting all over that church. But did it bring you any deliverance in that word when he was preaching it? Glory to God. Do you remember? Amen. Glory to God. Because after you left the church, you went right on back doing the same thing you were doing. Hallelujah. So apparently the word didn't hit you nowhere. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because the word brings changes. Hallelujah. But then you hold it. Wait, hold up. Wait a minute. Here's the wrong JoJo by. Don't forget him. Hallelujah. You're opening the door, letting them in. So apparently the word did not do a thing for you. If he says you shouldn't be, hallelujah, fornicating, amen, glory to God, you shouldn't be sleeping around if you ain't married. Apparently the word didn't hit nowhere, glory to God. That's them fowls that are caught. You know, fowls is a bird in the air. It flies down, hallelujah, and swoops up its food, glory to God, hallelujah. And that's what happens. So many times you go and get that word, hallelujah, but guess what? Here come them fowls in the air that you've been messing with, hallelujah, coming right on back. Well, yeah, she done went to church. I'm going to go over there after she done went to church. Hey, okay, we're going to let her go. Let's go on, hallelujah. And some fell on stony ground, hallelujah, where it did not much earth, and immediately it sprung up because it had no depth in it on the earth, of earth. You see, you know, that word, the reason that word fell by the wayside is because you ain't got no communication with the Lord thy God. Now, you know, if you anchored in the Lord thy God, the word, amen, it's going to hit you. And sometimes it hurts. If the word cuts, it's sharper than a two-edged sword. So when that word comes, it's going to hit you, amen, in the right place. It's going to make you start thinking, amen, glory to God. It's going to make you think right. It's going to make you talk right. It's going to make you want to act right, glory to God. And when you know you did wrong, you're going to go ahead immediately and repent. Hallelujah. But you see, some fell by the wayside, glory to God, because you ain't got no root. Glory to God. We say roots here. You may say roots wherever you are. Glory to God. But you got to have something. You got to have some communication with God in order, amen, to hold on to his word. You know, this word, amen, glory to God, the word will deliver you. The word will heal you. It will set you free. The word will do that it set out to do. But guess what? In communicating with God and accepting him as Lord and Savior, amen, glory to God, then, amen, glory to God, the word will do that it set out to do. But you first, amen, let's back it up, got to accept it, hallelujah, as your Lord and Savior. Let's move on. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. It just dried up, glory to God. That word didn't have no root in you. You didn't do nothing else with it. When the pastor spoke it, amen. Yeah, amen, hallelujah. Go, pastor, go. Preach it, pastor. Oh, yeah, I got it, pastor. Pastor. Glory to God. You start kicking your shoes off. Glory to God. Oh, man, Pastor, so down the day. Well, what did he talk about? Did it do anything for you? Glory to God. Or are you just going through a ritual? Because my mama and them went to church. Hallelujah. My granny and them, this ain't home church. Glory to God. So now I'm going to their home church. Well, you know what? Granny and them, amen, glory to God. They were praying for you, but they saved. But what about you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. What about us? Them old people prayed for us to get us to this point. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I thank God they did. But they didn't, amen, spend all that time praying for us so we can go and be and fall by the wayside. They did that so they could raise us up so when we come up, we can pray and raise the next generation up. Because I'm telling you, hallelujah, glory to God. The next generation, glory to God. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord. We need to get on our knees and start praying for them. Glory to God. But you got to be pure when you pray for God. Glory to God. You can't just do anything you want to do then try to, you know, can't lead and guide them. But they'll say, hold up. I see what you do, sister. I see what you do, brother. I see how you talk about them over there. I see how you gossip about them over there. I don't want the God that you got. If you ain't living right, amen, glory to God. Well, why can you tell? How can you tell me how to live? Let's move on. And some fell among thorns, and the thorn grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. Ain't it something how the word will come? Glory to God. The word comes, amen. It comes to edify. It comes to build you up. It comes to bring deliverance. It comes to bring healing in your life. But, you know, when the word is released, it ought to do something. But you know what? You got all them things on the inside of you that you won't allow God to touch. Hallelujah. You know, he says he's not going to force himself on you. But when he get ready, amen, glory to God, he will keep tugging on your heart. But sooner or later, he going to stop tugging. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you won't yield to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And all that stuff you got in you, you won't allow the word to clean you. Glory to God. I'm going to just hear him. I'm going to hear this word, and I'm going to go on. Hallelujah. Pastor preaching a good word. You go, Pastor. Go, Pastor. Go. You be the best cheerleader, amen, on the first bench. Glory to God. And be the first one out the door talking about Sister Sarah with a short skirt on. Let's move on. Glory to God. And others fell on good ground and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30 and some 60 and some 100. Glory to God. Ain't that something? You know, other people, some people, they love the word of God and they hear the word of God. They say, I didn't know that. You know, God, help me if that's in me to get that out of me. You know, but some will not yield to that. Glory to God. But you know, we have time, amen, from all these different things going on and all these tax bills and glory to God, hallelujah. You're going to yield to something. You're going to either yield to the Lord, thy God, and start to pray, or you're going to yield to you know who, glory to God, hallelujah. It's up to you to make up your mind. And ain't it something how when somebody, you know, when we start going on with the Lord, thy God, and we begin to see who he really is. You know, some people will get mad with you because you are yielding fruit. You got fruit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're going out and spreading the word and you're on the line radio preaching. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And God done told you who he wants to raise you up to be. And then other people get mad. Oh, they ain't this, they ain't. But understand this. Glory to God. If you don't hear nothing else I say today, understand this. Glory to God. It's God the one that supports. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God tells you who he's calling you and what he's calling you to be. And he's telling you who he wants you to be under to get it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And he said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. So what he was telling his disciples, you know, for a long time, you know, let's go right here for a minute. For a long time, you know, people were saying that, you know, you don't ask God questions. Well, if I don't ask him, who I'm going to ask? Glory to God. Yes, you know, you can go and ask your leaders, glory to God. But when you have a relationship with the Lord thy God, you can ask God, he'll tell you. Glory to God. I know, you know, some people, say, well, what God had to say about it? Some people always say, well, what did God have to say? Did you ask God? What did he say? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's the way it should be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. What God has to say, hallelujah. And he was telling them here, you know, I'm giving this, amen, I'm telling stories because, you know, I want these people to understand. And if you have been online on Tuesday night, you will hear some great stories, amen. It's so simple as they break it down to you. You'll understand it, glory to God. And that's what he was telling them, glory to God. You know, in order for somebody to understand, sometimes you got to break it down to them so they can understand it. Those who don't know the Lord, those who don't know what the word is, those who don't even open the Bible, it's got plenty of dust on it. Hallelujah. Go ahead, shake it off. It's okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That don't know it. But you know what? Hallelujah. That's why God, he breaks it down to you. Amen. That's why there's other translations that will help you to know what this word means. Hallelujah. So that's what he was telling them. You know, they have him. They have Jesus there with them, glory to God. So he was breaking it down to them so they could understand it. Hallelujah. But once you get saved, hallelujah, then you can go and you can talk to him about this word and talk with him about this word. Glory to God. My God. Hallelujah. Let's move on down. That seeing they may not see and not perceive, and hearing they may not hear and not understand. Lest at any time they should convert it, and their sins should be forgiven them. So see, he was saying they may not understand it. Hallelujah. And that's why he was giving it to them like that, so they could understand it. You know, because sometimes you may not understand it as I'm reading it, but it helps whenever the word is broke down so. And I encourage you to go on all these shows I just told you about and hear the word broke down, glory to God, hallelujah, so you can understand it, hallelujah. And he said unto them, know ye not this parable, and how then will ye know all parables? The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. You know, sometimes you hear the word and you know, you say, okay, hold up. Now he said that I can have whatsoever I say when I stand praying, right? Glory to God. Well, guess what? Don't let a need happen. Glory to God. You forget all about the word of God. Sometimes when things happen, immediately you say, oh, my God, here we go. Here we go, Lord, here we go. Well, what about that word that you heard, the word that you have in you? And, you know, you hear a lot of people saying, I'm blessed and highly favored. But let me tell you something. You let a trial or a test come, they forget all about the blessed and definitely throw the highly favored to the side. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If something hit them just right, they forget all about the word of God. Glory to God. That's why it's so important to read the word. That's why he said meditate on it. So you're day and night. So you'll have success. Glory to God. Because you know the devil, amen, we ain't going to give him no credit. But you know you're going to go through trials, tribulations. Glory to God. At some point. So when you get the word, then the word will bring you life. Hallelujah. No matter how you're feeling, no matter what's going on, you continue to meditate on that word and see the success that you have. Hallelujah. Through all that trial and test you got to go through. Glory to God. Let's move on just a little bit. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. And afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. See? Amen. There it is right there. Glory to God in the word. You're okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're okay. Yeah, you hear the word. Hallelujah. The word comes, you know. Yeah, he said, I can have whatsoever I say. Yes, he said, many of the affliction of the righteous. Hey, he said, but God shall deliver me out of them all. Glory to God. And then something happens. Then all of a sudden you're entangled, hallelujah, by that affliction. But where's that word that you learned? Glory to God. See, you ain't got no root. You heard the word, but there is no root in Christ Jesus. Amen. So that word, amen, it fell on stony ground. Hallelujah. Now you don't know what you're going to do. Here come the light bill while them falls of the air. My light bill is more, hallelujah, than it was last month. Lord, this is too much. I can't, Lord, out of them all. So he's telling you, no matter what comes up about, he said he's going to take care of you, glory to God. So you cast that care on him. You don't worry about that, hallelujah, glory to God. Because guess what? God is the one that's going to bring you through it, hallelujah. Jesus is our friend, glory to God. He is the one, amen, that stands high. Glory to God. He's on the right side of the Father, and he will tell us, look, you see what they're doing. You see how they've been acting, Lord. They've been in your word, and they're reading your word, God. It's rooted. They're grounded, and they're rooted in your word, and they won't move, glory to God. So they need some help with their light bill. Can you send somebody by to help them, glory to God? You see their children out on the street, hallelujah. Can you send somebody by to minister to them, glory to God? That's when you're anchored in the Lord thy God, hallelujah, in the word that you receive, hallelujah, they fell on good ground, and you began, hallelujah, to bring forth the word and make it life in your life. Glory to God, hallelujah. You said, I shall not fear, oh, glory to God, hallelujah. I don't have the spirit of fear, but a loving, sound mind, hallelujah, and I'm going to keep on down the road with the Lord thy God, no matter how they try to come against me, no matter how and what they try to do to me. Glory to God, hallelujah. Jesus said, I'll be, hallelujah, right there. I'll stay closer to you than a brother. Glory to God, hallelujah. Go ahead and throw your hands up, good God Almighty, because God is there. Saying, glory to God. All you need is the Lord, that God. Glory to God, hallelujah. Sometimes you pull on people a little bit too much, glory to God. It's all right, huh? If you need a prayer partner, you know somebody that can give a prayer through. But if you're down in his word and see what he says, then don't let that word fall on stony ground. Well, Lord, you said, hallelujah, you'll give me houses that I didn't build. You'll give me vineyards that I didn't plant. Glory to God. You said you're not a God of lack, but you're a God of increase. Oh, my God. So if you say that word, glory to God, hallelujah, my God, everything that's in your life has got to move, glory to God. But sometimes you get so caught up and always asking for stuff. Glory to God, hallelujah. But you need to know, hallelujah, when you can depend on the Lord, my God, when you can depend on Jesus to be there, whatever you need. Him, hallelujah, glory to God. Don't let the word fall on stony ground. You know, some go to church each and every Sunday. Glory to God. They go to church each and every Sunday. They'll sit on the front row. Sometimes they'll get on the second row. Good God Almighty. Well, we have a potluck this Sunday. You know, I'm going to be for sure to be there. Glory to God. And then, hallelujah, the preacher gets to preach it. The word gets to get good. Hallelujah. He said, love thy neighbor. Oh, my God. And then they get to hunting them over on one side with their arm, saying, you know what? He's preaching too long. Glory to God. Because I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go eat. All you can think about is going in there, getting that potluck. Instead of going, hallelujah, listening and letting that word hit you, hallelujah, and them stony places in your life, making it break up on the inside, hallelujah, because the word, hallelujah, should cut, hallelujah. It should hammer out some of those stony places in your life. Glory to God, hallelujah. Then when you get in the kitchen, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, we preach you good now. Good God Almighty. When you get in the kitchen, then you get mad. See, the word didn't do nothing for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You get mad because you wanted a lady and they gave your breast. Good God Almighty. Then you say, well, you know what? I don't even eat this. I don't know why she gave me this little old piece of cake. Glory to God. My God, my God. Some just go to church every Sunday. Everything is open. Hallelujah. Every time the door is open, you're there. Hallelujah. Then you get up in the choir. My God. You got some stony places in your life, glory to God. You get up in the choir, hallelujah, glory to God. They let her sing this song today, and I suppose I've been the leader of this song. My God, I suppose to lead this song. Now, what they up in here leading it for? Now, see, glory to God, that's them stony places. You got them stony places. You ain't allowed the word to let you know, hallelujah, glory to God. It's not about you and your song, hallelujah. It doesn't matter. It's about doing what God wants to do through the song, whoever he gave it to, glory to God, hallelujah. And you can't compliment another person and what they want to do. You probably won't ever have your own nothing, own ministry, own nothing, glory to God, hallelujah. My God. Open the doors, every Bible study, glory to God, hallelujah. Every Bible study, every prayer, hallelujah. Glory to God. You're there. Hallelujah. Every time they say they had a meeting, you're there. Glory to God. But the word ain't in you nowhere. Next time you leave, well, you know what? I went and I told them what they need to do. No, that man and woman of God, hallelujah, going to tell you what you need to do because you need to listen and obey, glory to God, because that's the hand, that's the vision, hallelujah, of the visionaries that God has given to them, glory to God. So it's up for them to do it, glory to God. See, the word still ain't hitching. You still got some stony places in your life, glory to God, my God. So you got to allow, hallelujah, the word to hit where it needs to hit, glory to God, because it ain't going to yield no fruit. It ain't going to yield no fruit, glory to God. That word ain't going to do a thing for you. Hallelujah, glory to God, if you don't allow it in your heart. See, sometimes you get so caught up in stuff where, you know what, you know, when you always pray, well, Lord, I need $1 million. Lord, I need $2 million. Lord, I need this bill paid off. Lord, I need this bill paid off. I need this one over here. Lord, I just need and I need and I need. Well, when you get on your knees and say, Lord, you know, Lord, I got some places in my life that I need you, Lord God, to fix. I got some stony, rocky places in my life, God. Oh, my God. Because I, you know, glory to God, can you admit, amen, admit it to God so he can go in there and he'll straighten it out. He'll tell you what you need to do, glory to God. He'll help you, glory to God. So, Lord, you know what? I was talking about my sister the other day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm just giving you, amen, glory to God, an example. Glory to God. Let me straighten that out, examples, okay? Glory to God. Lord, I was talking about my sister the other day, oh God, and I know that wasn't like me talking about her, because instead of me talking about her, I should have been giving her a hand up instead of a hand down. So, Lord, help me, Lord God, not to talk about my sister anymore. Lord, help me, Lord God, with that place, God, that stony, rocky place in my life, God. Let that word find me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. And he said, our live spirit shall not tarry, amen, in his kingdom. So understand, hallelujah. Lord, I got this lying spirit that I'm telling lies, God, and I need you to help me with it, God. Do you ever, amen, admit to God those things that are going on in you? But you can always see the mote in somebody else's eye, but we can't see the mote in our own eyes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Those stony and rocky places. Hallelujah. You know, amen, glory to God. I believe sometimes our prayers don't get answered because there are things, amen, that God wants you to straighten out before he answers them prayers. Glory to God. So you're hindering your own prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God, God, what a word, what a word. You're hindering your own, hallelujah, because there are some things that he's trying to get you, amen, to do before, amen, he gives you what he wants to give you, before he gives you what you're asking for, glory to God. But you know what? He's going to take care of you, glory to God. No matter what, he's going to take care of you. But you have to believe that this word is there for a reason. This word is not just there for you to just close the book, glory to God. It's when you open the book up, begin to read it. Allow God in your life so you can yield forth some fruit. Even when you go in and tell somebody about the word of God, you know, well, I ain't going to go tell them that nails, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I'm just not. Hallelujah, glory to God. Well, I hear you. I hear what you're saying, but understand. He said, one plant, good God Almighty. Hey, glory to God. And one more, glory to God, hallelujah. You better say that. And God brings the increase. So if you don't plant it, your seed, somebody else will come along and put a little bit more water on it, and God will bring the increase, glory to God. Glory to God, hallelujah. So do you, hallelujah, have some places in your life, hallelujah. Oh, my God, hallelujah. So don't give up on people. You know, sometimes we give up too quick. But, you know, even if you went by and you did your part, then you began to pray and seek the Lord for it. Even if you have family members, amen, that you know that they ain't saved, hallelujah. You know they got some stones, some thistles, amen, glory to God. Some of them may have some weeds, glory to God, help us, Lord, glory to God. Some may even have a whole tree growing up in their forest. Good God Almighty. Then that's when you lay down, amen, lay down your will, glory to God, and pray for others. But so many times what I see, it's a money thing, you know. It's everything but, amen, praying for somebody else to get saved. It's everything but, glory to God, wanting to see somebody else, amen, come to the top, glory to God, to see somebody else, amen, begin to serve the Lord thy God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you know when you got that word in you and then all these things start raging and you don't know what to do, hallelujah, glory to God, then you're going to break out with a dance praise and you're going to break out with the word of God. You know, hallelujah. And after all that, we're going to go ahead. I'm going to tell a little bit of the story too also. You know, after all that, hallelujah, Jesus was on the boat. He was sleep. Glory to God. Can you imagine? He had done ministered to all these people. Glory to God. And can you imagine that they had done probably just left him? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he went down and lay down and rest for a little while. Glory to God. Let's just rest a little while. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you know, it gets kind of hard when, you know, glory to God. Yeah, you done preached to all these people. Man, amen. You want to go down and think about it, rest for a minute. Hallelujah, just lay it there, hold on. And then, hallelujah, there were other ships there. They were out sailing. And then all of a sudden, the wind and the waves started to rage. My God, hallelujah, glory to God. Well, hallelujah, where were they? They ran back and said, oh, hold up, Master, you care not that we perish? Glory to God. He was down there just resting a minute. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, where are your faith at? Glory to God. Oh, my God, hallelujah. So he got up, and he spoke to the wind and the waves, hallelujah, and said, peace, be still. Can you imagine speaking to your situation when it began to rage in your life, hallelujah, and all of that, you can call the word on it, say, hold up, wait a minute, I don't serve a God of lack. I serve a God of increase. That's more than enough in my life. Hallelujah. I'm not going to take that. That ain't what he said. Hallelujah. He said, if I give, it shall be given. Good measures pressed down, shaken together, running over, glory to God. Hallelujah. If you have to send somebody, how to do it? Oh, my God. Shall men give unto your bosom? Glory to God, hallelujah. Now, can you speak to those situations, hallelujah, if you ain't got no word, hallelujah, in you, hallelujah, how's that word going to become manifest in your life? Glory to God. It's not going to help you. If you ain't got no word, hallelujah, glory to God. If you ain't reading the word, the real word, true word of God, glory to God, then it can't do nothing for you. But you got to allow it to be, amen, to fall on good ground. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You say, okay, Lord, I heard what you said on this Sunday when the pastor said this. You know, he said that. Well, Lord, I'm going to go and look this up, and I want to talk to you about it. And then you began to shop and communicate with him, and he began to tell you, amen, about it. And he began to go in depth about the word of God. Good God Almighty. And then it'll bring changes in your life. Hallelujah. And you continue on in his word. My God, my God. All they had to do, amen, is they had been listening, amen, when he was telling them and talking to them, glory to God, about the word, listening to what I'm saying, hallelujah. And, you know, they could have spoke to the wind and the waves, hallelujah, and said, peace be still. But they had to run down there and get Jesus, glory to God. And he just got up and spoke. Now, can you imagine with the power that he had? Oh, my God, he had all power. Oh, glory to God. He had all power in his hand, glory to God. Whenever he spoke, hallelujah, can you imagine every boat stopped rocking, good God Almighty, the wind stopped blowing, glory to God. The squirrels in the, over there on the other side of the ocean, they were still, every fish in the ocean, hallelujah, it stopped, glory to God. Can you imagine with all that power, everything around him had to cease? Don't you want that kind of power, glory to God? We are made in God's image, so don't you want that kind of power? You can have, amen, whatever you say when you stand praying, glory to God, hallelujah. If you want more prayer, more power, you do more prayer. If you want more power, glory to God, much prayer, hallelujah. If you want more of the word and more wisdom and knowledge, then you got to read more of the word. Glory to God, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Can you imagine, hallelujah, nothing in that ocean was moving, hallelujah. Oh, my God, not man, nor beast, not nothing, no fish, no nothing was moving, hallelujah, glory to God. When he spoke it, Hallelujah. So that's where you need to be. Don't let that word keep falling on stony ground. If you got some stones in your life, some weeds is growing up on the inside, ask God to cut them down. And you know what? Most of the time, hallelujah, you know your weeds. You know, amen. You know what you're doing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't nobody have to point it out. You know. We know. Glory to God. All we got to do is ask for help. Glory to God. We know. Don't say we don't know. Yes, we know. Glory to God. We know what we need help with. Glory to God. So you can ask him, hallelujah, to help you, hallelujah. And he will, glory to God. He will. My God, my God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see we have a call, so I'm going to go ahead and take this call. Amen. Glory to God. Call us 646. Hallelujah. Call us 646. Hallelujah. You are live and on the air.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Amen. Okay. And where are you calling from? Amen.
I'm calling from New York.
Yes, ma'am. And what's your prayer request?
I just like to pray prayer for strength, just to, you know, to press on while I'm waiting on God to bring things to pass in my life.
Amen. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we pray for strength, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father, you said, Lord, you're strengthening us where we're weak, Lord. You're building where she's torn down, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you know, Lord God, what she needs, oh God. So, Father, we ask you, Lord God, to strengthen her, Lord God, in her walk with you, in her talk with you, Lord God, in her shopping with you, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to move all everything out of the way, and it's not like you, oh God. Every turmoil, Lord, that's been going on, Lord, move it out of the way, Lord. Give her more patience so she can wait on you, Lord God, and renew her strength in you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Ma'am, can I ask you a question? Amen. Are you saved,
yes,
ma'am?
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I want you to inbox me. Amen. Go to my page on Martha Williams, Prophetess Martha Williams, and inbox me. Glory to God. I want you to inbox me, okay? Amen.
Okay.
Glory to God. Thank you for calling. Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Thank you for praying.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. Hey, God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. You know that song said, my God is awesome. Make it personal. Your God is awesome. We serve that type of God. Hallelujah. Everything that's going on with you, God is concerned. Hallelujah. About everything in your life. Glory to God. Nothing catches God by surprise. And you know the storms and the things that's going on in your life. Glory to God. God, hallelujah. Amen. That's trying to stop you. Amen. Glory to God from going to a level in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When the word comes, it falls on the wayside because you're not really concerned about the word, but you are concerned, amen, about what you want. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your needs. Hallelujah. Not the word, but your needs. Hallelujah. When God will take care of all that, nothing will be lacked. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. The word of God follow good ground. Hallelujah. It'll change your life. When the word of God follow good ground, hallelujah, people won't even know who you are. My God, my God. Now, you know, you have those that really, amen, some gonna criticize it, don't matter. Glory to God. But you will know. Hallelujah. You know who you know. You know what you know. Glory to God. So that don't even matter. I think we get so much caught up, amen, in what others think. But the main thing is, as long as you got King Jesus, that's all that matters. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. We see no one else is pressed the one. Hallelujah. But I want you to continue, amen, in the word of God, and let the word follow the ground so you can have that power to speak to your wind and your wave, whatever your wind and your wave may be. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When your boat starts to rock and your ship starts to get ready to sink, you go, hold up, wait a minute. That ain't, hold up, I ain't taking this. I'm not going to take this land now. Glory to God, hallelujah. And you stand up, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Stand up and know that he is lives on the inside of you. Glory to God. Hold up, wait a minute. It ain't happening. My God, my God. Amen, glory to God. And I want to reiterate, hallelujah, to let you know, hallelujah, don't forget on our Tuesday night we have Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Glory to God, my God. Hallelujah, glory to God. On Tuesday night, don't forget, Wild Radio on Tuesday night, Pastor and Apostle, amen, going to rock the house. Then come on back on Saturday with Evangelist Elder Bertha. I ask you, awesome woman of God, hallelujah, that's going to pray the house down. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah. Then we move on down on Sunday. I'm the first hour, Prophet Martha Williams and Minister Elaine will be coming up next. So I want you to make sure that you go over to her page and click on the link and listen to the word that's going to be coming out of her belly, good God Almighty. It's going to be a word in season, a word that will change your life, glory to God, a life-changing word, glory to God, that's going to help you on your way, hallelujah, glory to God. And she's going to give you testimony, hallelujah, glory to God, of things that went on in her life. That's the word that's going to help you. It's going to change you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Nothing falls short. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's in the house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because God will deliver. That he said he will do, he will deliver. Glory to God. So I want you to go over, hallelujah, and show her, amen, some love. Glory to God. And hear the word that God has placed in her mouth for this hour. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you again to partner, because there's many things that you get in partnering. Amen, glory to God. There's many perks. But I don't want you to miss it in this season, hallelujah, glory to God. Go ahead over and click on Apostle. It's on the Prophetess Yvonne Rouse, amen, and Pastor Joseph Rouse. So, you, amen, I'm saying it slow so you will know, glory to God. And tell them you want to become a partner. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, it's nothing like, amen, having a place where, amen, you know, you'll be placed on a personal prayer list and be prayed for. Glory to God. Nothing falls short over here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No one else is pressed on one. So we're going to go ahead. I'm going to give you a break. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then you can go over and listen to Ministry Lane. Hallelujah, that's coming up next. I'm encouraging you again, go over and hear that word from Minister Elaine, because out of the belly shall flow rivers of living water. The living water, amen, the second part of the living water is coming up next, so don't miss it. I'm going to go ahead now, and I want to invite you, amen, if you don't know Jesus in pardon of your sin, glory to God. I want you to repeat after me. I don't like to leave the show and leave you hanging, glory to God. I want to make sure that you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Father God, I repent of all my sins that I have committed, O God, against you, O Lord. Father God, I repent of everything that I've done. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You're a blood-washed, born believer. Read the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. Pray, amen. Hit me up on Facebook. Inbox me and let me know that you received that word by faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then you'll be on your way. Hallelujah. Glory to God, to greater and mightier things. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, glory to God. And I will see you back here on next Sunday. Amen.